You're listening to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing. Today is Thursday evening, August 6th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Intica Systems SE Interim Report for H1 2026 published slight improvement in sales and earnings. Intica Systems SE has published its interim report for the first half of 2026, showing a slight improvement in sales and earnings. Group sales reached 35.0 million. With industry and infrastructure seeing strong growth in the second quarter. Despite a negative EBI of 1.1 million, orders on hand were above the prior year at 81.4 million. The company's CEO, Dr. Gregor Wassel, highlighted challenges in the automotive market but noted growth in the industry and infrastructure segment. Steyr Motors earnings call invitation on the publication of the half-year report 2026 on Wednesday, August 19, 2026 at 10 a.m. CEST. Steyr Motors AG, a global leader in customized engines for defense and civil applications, will host an earnings call on August 19, 2026 at 10 a.m. CEST to discuss its half-year report 2026. CEO Julian Cassutti and CFO Bjorn Krossman will present the results and outlook. To participate, register at the company's website. For more information, visit Steyr Motors AE's investor relations page. Greenland Mines GRML strengthens foothold, builds momentum through string of 2026 key moves. Greenland Mines strengthens its foothold in the mining industry with a series of key moves in 2026. The acquisition of the Skjærgard project, a palladium, gold, and platinum deposit in southeast Greenland, through its subsidiary Major Precious Greenland AS, is a significant step. With additional acquisitions, including a rare earths asset, the company is positioning itself as a major player in the mining sector.
Sportsea Turf's first franchise launch targets nationwide turf market. Sportsea Turf has launched its first franchise model, offering entrepreneurs nationwide a low-cost entry into the artificial turf market. The new franchise structure allows owners to operate from home, reducing overhead costs. Franchisees will have access to Sportsea Turf's operational framework and brand recognition. Interested individuals can inquire about availability and next steps to join the synthetic turf industry under the Sportsea Turf brand. Investor News Breaks, Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE, and what's your favorite side? A little pleasure in this video at the like of the for-profit media archive. Showcasing uranium production growth and advancements in rare earth expansion. The company announced acquisitions, started building a rare earth processing plant, and progressed on the Donald Project joint venture in Australia. Financially, Energy Fuels reported revenue of $25.10 million and a net loss of $33.40 million due to acquisition costs. The company arranged 2026 production guidance and highlighted its mine-to-magnet strategy for critical materials.
Knight Food Holdings, Inc., NGTF, positions TechForce Robotics at the center of AI's industrial revolution. TechForce Robotics, in partnership with JJ Enterprise, is expanding AI-powered automation in semiconductor manufacturing, industrial facilities, hospitality, and healthcare. Plans include evaluating up to 100,000 square feet of additional manufacturing capacity across Taiwan and the United States. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is strategically positioning itself within this industrial transformation by developing AI-driven automation solutions for various applications, tapping into the expanding investment opportunity in the AI revolution.
Supply squeeze, deadly storms push copper prices higher. Copper prices are on the rise due to severe winter storms in Chile disrupting mining operations, exacerbating an already tight global market. With Chile being a significant copper producer, heavy snowfall, flooding, and strong winds have halted production at major mines. Companies like Collective Mining Limited will be closely monitoring how copper prices react to these challenges.
Greenland Mines Limited launches its 2026 field season at the Skyguard project, focusing on critical minerals like palladium and platinum. The company holds an 80% interest in the licenses covering one of the world's largest undeveloped deposits. The support vessel Argus has set sail from Reykjavik with drill rigs and equipment for an ambitious season. President Dr. Bo Møller Stinsgaard expresses excitement for the upcoming operations.
Investor news breaks. Greenland Energy Company issues shareholder update on Jameson Land exploration progress. Greenland Energy Company provided a shareholder update on progress towards its exploration program in the Jameson Land Basin in East Greenland. The company is working with joint venture partner 80 Mile Place to advance permitting, focusing on engineering, logistics, and environmental compliance. Recent meetings with Greenlandic regulators have been positive, moving the project closer to necessary approvals for drilling. The winter exploration program will now concentrate on one well to prioritize operational excellence and environmental stewardship.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.